your glory in the highest. Praise God for his word this morning. And it's exciting that you would call to hear God's word talk. I'm Brother Jeff, and I'm glad we can spend the next few minutes together feasting on the word of God. I am wanting you to open your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And let's go to chapter 5. Chapter 5 of the 2 Corinthians, and we're going to go to verse 11. 2 Corinthians 5:11. Sorry about that. Mixed up there for a moment. This is such a powerful verse that I'm fixing to read to you that we're gonna meditate on today. And I hope it does more than just say I read my Bible. I hope this verse could stir us to action. That it could give us a right understanding, a right conception of God, of sin, of eternity. And if we don't get that right, everything else is going to be lopsided and side-goggling. It's not going to work. It says here in verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. So here it tells us in the very simple beginning of this verse that we know the terror of the Lord. But it says knowing therefore. What is the therefore there for? Well, let's just back up one verse. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. We're all going to see the one who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And I trust we'll see him with joy and he'll say, well done. But oh, my friend, he said in his own words, few there be that find it. Do you have a grip about that day for yourself and for others? Do you know the terror of the Lord? Do you know that God will send men to hell, eternity, forever, separated, lost, undone, no hope, no mercy, no water, eternity, without God, without love, pain, suffering, anguish, torture, weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth, eternal judgment, eternal punishment, everlasting contempt. So if you know the terror of the Lord, then we need to be persuading men of the danger therein. If you don't know the terror of the Lord, get along with God and ask him to teach you the clean fear of God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is clean. Oh, let's get the fear of God. Know the terror of the Lord. Know what the consequence is going to be for the rejection of the gospel, for life lived in the flesh and sin, hypocrisy, just la-di-da. Help us, Jesus. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. I want to give us an assignment as we close. Spend some time in your Bible. Get a scripture. Ask God to give you a scripture. Take that scripture. Get it burned in your heart and mind and thought and get it on your tongue. And the word of God is what we need. We can talk to people all about God and around God, but it's the word of God that is sharp and that pierces and brings the conviction. So get a scripture. Just find something. This scripture is a good one. For God so loved the world. You can get Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. But go share a verse with someone and tell them what you think it means and what it means to you and what Jesus has done for you and what he can do for them. And let them know there's no time to play around with their soul. Bless you today. Let's do this for the glory and honor of Jesus. Thank you. And God bless you.